This is 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I'm David Fair, and this is our post-election coverage. It continues with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Environmental advocates in Michigan have been watching the election outcomes of both the state races and the federal races and watching closely. Most of those results are now in, and we're curious as to how the outcomes are being interpreted. My guest on Issues of the Environment this morning is Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and thank you for the time. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely, David. It's a pleasure.
Well, I know you were up late and watching until the wee hours to find out what was happening. In just a couple of words, does the environment win?
Absolutely. Here in Michigan, it was top of the ticket, top of mind for voters, I would say. I as I told many people yesterday, and I maintain that this is true, water was on the ballot. Clean, safe, affordable water was on the ballot yesterday, and people voted in favor of protecting the thing that defines Michigan most.
Now, Gretchen Whitmer has won the governor's office and the attorney general's office. That looks like, with still some precincts to be counted, is going to go to Tom Leonard. So where do you see the major wins on those issues?
Yeah, so from the top of the ticket on down, having Gretchen Whitmer as our next governor is very, very important. I will tell you that Attorney General Bill Schuette, all told, had a terrible, terrible record on environmental protection, from suing the EPA to in former roles that he has held. He actually supported drilling in the Great Lakes. I mean, he just was not the candidate we wanted to be serving as the governor of Michigan, whereas Gretchen Whitmer has had a very, very strong platform on water. She's been very vocal throughout her entire campaign on the importance of cleaning up our water and taking care of people and communities with this PFAS contamination. So that's a victory right there. Having Jocelyn Benson in the Secretary of State role, she's going to play a very, very important role as it pertains to Prop 2 and Prop 3, both of which were adopted by the voters of Michigan yesterday. So the anti-gerrymandering proposal and the voting rights proposal will be in her hands, and that will be a very critical role, because if people have more rights to vote, we will see, I think, more and more people voting in favor of clean, safe water. The state legislature, there were definitely some gains. And I will tell you, I mean, this is my perspective as a woman. We had woefully low numbers of women in the state legislature. And with yesterday's vote, we have more women in the state legislature going to Lansing than we've ever had before in Michigan. And that unto itself is incredibly important. It's a record number.
That is certainly
51.
That is certainly a social win. That is a win in many respects. Do women tend to be more protective of the environment when it comes to creating policy than the men that serve in our legislature? Are you saying that?
Well, across the country, frankly, it's women who have actually stepped up and said, look, you know, I see that dirty, polluted air is impacting my child's health. That my kid has an asthma inhaler, and that, you know, it's preventing him or her from attending school on a regular basis. They can't play on the playground like other children. We have more visits to the doctor. And frankly, when we saw Flint and Detroit with the polluted water from lead contamination and other cities around the state, and now this PFAS contamination, it's moms first and foremost who are saying, I won't stand for this. My children deserve clean, safe drinking water. So absolutely. Women definitely have water and clean water and clean air top of mind.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on this post-election morning on 89.1 WEMU. We're asking some pertinent questions in the environmental realm from Lisa Wozniak. She's the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. The Democrats took control of the United States House of Representatives. The Senate remains in Republican control, as does the White House. What do you see that changing when it comes to environmental policy?
Well, I'll say that Michigan played a key role yesterday in that. With the congressional elections at the federal level, 26 seats gained in the House of Representatives, and two of those were right here in Michigan, the 8th and the 11th, Haley Stevens and Alyssa Slotkin going to Washington, D.C. to represent the state of Michigan. Those were really tight races. They both ran on platforms that were clean, safe drinking water. Climate change, protecting our children's health were top of mind. And I think that we're going to see a significant difference in the conversation in that body moving forward. Unfortunately, the Senate went the opposite direction, but even there were some interesting races. The Nevada Senate race, as an example, went to Jackie Rosen, That was a very tight race. So a woman going to Washington serving in the U.S. Senate from the state of Nevada. I think this all bodes well, frankly, for addressing the issues that we care most about here in Michigan. Certainly that, as I said, water was on the ballot yesterday.
The election may now be over, but there is a lame duck session ahead of us, both at the federal level and at the state level. What are your hopes and your fears in both Lansing and Washington?
Yeah, well, right here in Lansing, we're going to have a lot on our hands. I think that the voters in Michigan have been watching very closely the issue of Line 5 and the old pipeline that sits at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, and that's going to be front and center in just a few days in Lansing. There's an attempt to put power into the hands of the Mackinac Bridge Authority to allow for the building of a tunnel. And while that tunnel is built, if it actually gets approved, the aging pipeline will stay alive and well and pumping 23 million gallons of oil through the Straits of Mackinac every single day. Now, I don't think that's a good idea, and that's one of the things that's going to be discussed and voted upon, it looks like, in the lame duck session right here in Lansing. So I'd encourage the listeners to stay tuned on that front, for sure.
And then the newly elected lawmakers take over in January once sworn in, and immediately the campaign for the 2020 election cycle, a presidential election cycle, will begin. What is going to be the mission of the league over the next 2 years based on the games you say we saw yesterday?
Yeah, good question. Well, number one, I personally need a big, deep breath before we head into the 2020 elections, but I know that it is right around the corner. Well, number one, we want to be there for the newly elected officials, both at the congressional level and here at the state level. We want to be there for the new governor. There are a lot of things that need to get done, issues that matter for the people of Michigan, and we want to be an active part of helping make positive change to protect our air, land, and water in Great Lakes here in Michigan. We will be gearing up, though, for the 2020 elections. They're going to matter a lot. The gerrymandering issue will unfortunately still remain intact here in the next election cycle. And so we'll be addressing the issues that voters, frankly, have told us about at the doors that they care about most. And again, one of the first ones is making sure that we can trust the water coming out of our taps.
As our time winds down together, Lisa Wozniak, characterize first the relationship you felt that environmental advocates had with the Snyder administration and how you anticipate that will change in a Whitmer administration.
Yeah, David, and you might remember going all the way back to 2010. I mean, we were one of the organizations that in the primary election actually decided to endorse a dual endorsement, Republican and Democrat, in that race. We did not get the governor that we thought we would get. And in fact, you know, we got a crisis beyond the scope of imagination with the Flint water crisis during the Snyder administration. I think we'll have definitely more access. We played a huge role in helping to elect Governor-elect Whitmer to office. That said, she'll still have a tough time with the legislature completely in Republican hands. And we want to be an ally in building bridges across the aisle. Conservation and environment is not a partisan issue. We have found friends on both sides of the aisle, and we hope to be that bridge to help the governor get a lot done.
Well, get some sleep, and you'll be back at it again tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for your coverage. It's very important. I appreciate everything WEMU does.
That is Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, our guest on this post-election edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.